Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, green and baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top of turtles in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from the Comedy Cellar on the ground floor. It's not a cellar. Of the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada! So good to be back. So nice of you guys to show up. So intimate. We're on small chairs, me and my four guests on a small stage in a replica of the Comedy Cellar in New York. And everybody's real. I feel like you're really close to me. You got food here? That's from here? Oh, I see. They're like little wooden plates. It looked like you just all brought your own to-go food. Just fucking threw it down and said, let's do this. But it's good. Is the food good? Don't say one way or the other. What a dumb question for me to ask. So the last time I was here, if you were here, we were all on stools. And so we were up a little higher. So I've this has really got an interesting perspective for us and for you. It's more like some sort of conference or a meeting. And I've got the minutes right here. Let's get into it. It's Saturday, March 30th, 2019, and if I were a gambling man, wait, I am a gambling man, I bet that we've got some great name tags. I already see, let me see what you brought. I already see this Dumbo thing. Let me see that. All right, so it's Dumbo. I see it sitting on his table. I see it says Dumbo on the back, and I'm like, what kind of, is it going to be Jimbo? what kind of fun is he going to have with this? And he just covered up Dumbo and wrote Gerald. Oh my God. All right, what else have we got? We got Event Horion. Ryan, of course, Ryan. Event Ryan. I get it. It's my birthday today. What movie is that? Oh, you got another one too.
I got the action movie.
Baby Driver, what'd you change it to?
Baby Robert. Yep.
Okay. Wow, that would have been almost as good to make it Baby Gerald. But happy birthday, Robert, and that's not going to help you to get chosen. It might only hurt. Love, AJ? Oh, Allie. Actual Allie. I get it. What's this one over here that's go or gone in 60 seconds?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60 seconds, and what'd you change it to?
Dawn.
Dawn in 60 seconds. Good one, Dawn. This is fun trying to read these in the dark. And then someone's got, is that lit up on your phone?
Yep.
No, a guy's got like a tiny name tag thingy, but then he's got a little light behind it. It just looks like he's got it on his screen on his phone. I gotta get my eyes checked. Great job, everybody. Good luck to all of you. As you can see, four of you will be chosen, so that's a massive, that's a majority of you. No, it's a bigger crowd than that, and I can't tell you how happy I am that you guys are here. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles this Tuesday, April 2nd at 9:30. I mean, you guys are going to be blown away by this panel today, and then I'm telling the listeners, if you're in the LA area, don't miss next Tuesday, because it's going to be a great one, too. Next Saturday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Punchline in San Francisco. Shitty guests on that one. That's going to be... That's going to be at 4:20 on... this is the last minute one, so I shouldn't be joking around. The best guests that have ever been on the show, Punchline, San Francisco, April 6th. Very soon, so let's do this, Bay Area. And on Sunday, April 7th, this is fun. At 5 o'clock Pacific time, you can watch the classic movie Tommy Boy with me on your device or your TV or, you know, however you watch stuff. You just have to sign up at CYA Live. That's CYA Live. You can go to their website or download their app. And it'll be like watching a movie with me on Skype the whole time. Yeah. Saying what I think about it. It's Tommy Boy. I didn't want to do a movie that I'd sit there and insult. I thought it'd be more fun to watch something that I would enjoy. And I haven't seen that movie in a minute, so it should be a lot of fun. April 13th, Nashville. April 14th, Hoover, Alabama. April 15th, Huntsville, Alabama. For all my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
Someone was a little early on the cacaw. It's such an exciting addition that's been going on almost a year now. Let me show you guys what I brought for the old prize bag. Oh, is this going to happen again? That's not flat right there. This piano top isn't flat. If you see me trying to put my drink on there, go ahead and let me do it, because that'll be hilarious if I spill my drink all over in that thing. Speaking of drinks, I brought a sippy cup. I think I might have gotten that one when I saw the play The Ferryman, and it was very good. Good play. This is a shirt that has something to do with weed. I'm not even going to open it. Somebody threw it at me, and it's got rubber bands on it. So I want to leave it in its pristine condition. I don't know what this means. I wore this on St. Patrick's Day because it was green. But it says Lucky Charms, and are those nunchucks? Oh, they're beer bottles? Why do they look connected with a chain? Beer chucks. Thank you. Shut up, Gerald. I just did a show in Los Angeles. I'm about to be back to Los Angeles, so I might as well give you guys a copy of Los Angeles Magazine. Learn about... it's almost like a sister city, L.A., right? Everybody goes back and forth all the time. This I got from backstage. I didn't even know this existed. It's Oreo cookie crackers. It's like the old cheese and crackers packaging, but with Oreo cookies and then just the goo, the white goo in a separate thing, and you just dunk them and eat them. That's not going in the prize bag. I was so excited to see that, and I might want a snack during the show. So that's just going to be sitting right over there. I got a koozie, a beer koozie from the 311 cruise. A bunch of these... Oh, look, a sticker that's Bobby from King of the Hill.
Woo!
Yeah,
Bobby.
People get... Propane! People give me the craziest shit. But I also got a bunch of these 311 crews. They give you these peace and love bracelets. And so instead of, you know, chucking donuts at the audience, I've been flinging these into the audience. So I'll do that at some point. Also, this is called Velvet Swing Cannabis Enhanced Sensual Lubricant. I wonder why sensual and not sexual. Only enjoy this alone. And don't enjoy it too much. okay, so all that's in the prize bag, in addition to stuff brought by my lovely guests. What do you say we get them out here? Please, yes, please, give it up for Rachel Wolfson, Mark Cohen, Joe DeRosa, and Jeff Tate.
Cool. What am I gonna say? That's not the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. Because it is. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I didn't care for it.
I didn't like it either.
Well, I gotta say, Joe, before I introduce everybody individually, there was a gasp and a Joe DeRosa. It's someone in the audience is very excited that you showed up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't that person. That guy's excited because it's his birthday. Right. And his parents are letting him wear sunglasses indoors.
Yes.
Specifically, or was it more of an anything goes today situation?
Don't talk to him. All right. Don't speak directly to him. But let's meet everybody individually, starting with first time guest on the show. Let's hear it for Rachel Wolfson, everybody.
Hey.
Wolfie, Wolfie, Wolfie.
Wolfie,
yes.
Wolfie,
yes.
Yeah.
These people, they'll chant anything.
Oh my God. I get it,
Hitler,
Jeff.
Hitler. Oh, okay. Only a few went for the Hitler thing.
Oh, I thought you said handler. Oh God, roll back the tapes, edit. Whoop.
How's it going, Rachel?
Hi.
Oh, let me change the question. What are you right now?
What's up?
Are you giving me one question off for the entire show?
Huh?
That'd be awesome during the trivia part if you answer things like, huh, and what's up? And you'll still have a chance to meet you've met him already. You'll still have a chance to meet the man all the way on the right. Yeah. You're my pick for coming in third today.
Wait, there's
it's
four,
Mark
though.
Cohen, that's everybody! Hey!
Tate!
Mark Cohen, he's on all the shows here at the Comedy Cellar
right.
So far that we've done, the Douglas what? Movies, because it's always so fun to have you on and to see you. And
I feel far away tonight, though.
Right, yeah, you usually sit next to me, but, you know, good luck getting Jeff to not do that. When people are chanting your name, you can sit wherever the fuck you want. But Mark, thanks for being here. And
thank you,
Doug. Yeah, you're still going strong here at the Comedy
Cellar.
Yeah,
we're doing good. Yeah.
Seven nights a week.
Seven nights a week.
Two shows a night. Yeah. And if you're lucky, you'll be here on the one night a week Mark might not be here.
That's right. Huh?
What?
He'll do my jokes anyway, though.
Oh, yeah? Neat. Next to Mark, everybody, it's Joe DeRosa!
Could have used some of that last night at the Topgolf show I did.
Yeah, let's back up a second. There is a golfing range here in town, a multi-level golfing range called Topgolf, and I found out when I heard Joe was in town that Topgolf has a comedy show. You guys live here. Did you have any idea?
Neither did the people in last night's audience.
Where do they get the people from? Do they just, when they're done whacking away, they just say...
Whoa.
I've never...
They just say, come in here and watch a comedy show? Is it on their way out of the facility? Is this a little like a sitting area?
I've never seen anything like it. There were six flat screens playing golf, and there were six giant windows, like bay-sized windows, with people hitting golf balls, and that was just in the immediate area that we were in. I screamed at the audience at one point, how much fucking golf do you people need? It's psychotic.
I know how much they need. They need the top amount. That's why they go to Top Golf. I want golf in the background of other activities. That's how much I love it.
I feel like they probably thought you were going to talk about golf a lot. Well, they should get a golf comic.
My act isn't golf heavy these days.
Just describe the plot of Tin Cup. That would be fun.
Pretend it happened to your dad. That's what I do when I'm hard up.
I'll tell you the good things about the TVs at Topgolf. When you're bombing, you can just watch the people putt on the TV.
And that must be a really serene feeling.
Right, at least I'm not golfing. That's probably a real relaxing feeling.
And just dodging.
It could be worse. I could be golfing.
And dodging balls.
Yeah. Oh, that got yelled at several times last night.
I just picture just balls just flying at your face, like eating dicks on stage at the same time.
Tons of people made the ball analogy throughout the show, do jokes about balls.
I bet you were a hit.
Yeah, it was... No, you would have heard more noise on the golf course where the guy was putting.
I'm doing a set at the Kiss Mini Golf tonight. Yeah.
I'm doing a tight 20 at the bumper cars.
Catch me in the link, everybody.
If you're lucky, you'll zip line with me, and I'll do a couple jokes on the way down.
I might as well introduce you if you're just going to sit here laughing.
This
welcome
is
to Doug
show?
Loves Giggling. Me and my guests are going to giggle for 90 minutes. Hope it works for you. And here he is, Jeff Tate.
I promise to only use that for good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, Doug Loves Giggling.
Jeff, as everybody could see, you've got many buttons on you.
Many buttons.
You like, or pins, I should say. You put the pins on your jacket, and you go out, and you're just resplendent in pins. You got the Leonard Maltin one, of course. Classic. And then, what was the other one, comedian? Mitch Hedberg.
That's a great one.
So I would like to add, while I'm nowhere near in their league, the people at Rockin' Pins, go to rockinpins.com for all of your rock and comedy pin needs. Here it is, hot off the presses, the Doug Benson pin. Jeff, you get one. I'm going to put one in the prize bag. And then also, very soon when I'm out on the road, I'm going to sell them for $50 a piece. I finally found merch small enough to travel with a lot of it. But I also, if I'm going to stand with my merch pins, I want to make a lot of money. No, they'll probably be like 10 bucks or something. But anyway.
Just put them all on one jacket and then wear that jacket and then sell them off the jacket.
Take them off when you sell them. That's smart. Plus, it would just look great, be covered in Doug Benson pins. But also, if you go to rockinpins.com, they have a brand new Brody Stevens pin. And, all of the proceeds for the Brody Stevens pin are a big part of it. I forget how it works out. But anyway, the guy's being very generous. The Brody pin is going to contribute to, I think, out in Reseda, they're going to put up a bench with Brody's name on it. As a tribute to him and his beloved 818. Reseda! Yeah, so adjacent to Tarzana. So anyway, enough pin talk. Jeff, how are you feeling? You gonna do? How do you feel you're gonna do today? Did you win the last time you were on?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were pinning me when you were.
You didn't give him the instructions with it.
I mean, you really just put me through it, Doug. That was quite a workout.
You won in Indianapolis, right?
Yes, I did.
There you go.
Did I? Was that? When was that?
We're not sure.
That was the last week one, yeah?
Yeah, it was a week ago.
I won. I just got a button for it. Right there. Doug Benson. It's because I won last week.
Oh, that's why I gave you that?
No.
I thought it was because you like pins. And we're friends.
That's why. The second two.
Do you know about this Oreo shit? It's like cheese and crackers, but you got Oreo sticks, and then don't you dare try to take my.
Do you hear about this Oreo shit?
Yeah, yeah, that's old school nonsense. I'm in the future.
They're Oreo.
I have heard about that.
I've never seen pre-assembled Oreos before, and I just now I'm realizing how much it looks like cum and shit.
Who hurt you?
Are you sure you're enjoying the food?
Who hurt you, Joe? That's
so many people.
So wrong.
I didn't see that, Joe. I don't know why. I see shit and cum.
You got poo in my cum. You got cum in my poo. Hey!
Tastes great.
Too filling.
Okay, I can't.
It needs more parsley in your. You need parsley in your Oreo cream. Oh shit! Was that too much? People don't know that trick.
Yeah. Broccoli, what is it? I mean, finally you can really get the good. Right ratio of as yeah. little of the cookie as possible.
Oh yeah, I just covered it in goo and went
now
to town.
Now that I have a closer look,
I didn't know the Comedy Cellar was catering your show, but.
That yeah, looks they like got sour cream.
Look they how got watery the cream is. Whoa. That's disgusting.
Whoa. Hey. And he's not even eating cookies.
Don't worry about the consistency, doctor.
Does it taste like pineapple?
You know, when I come to Vegas, I try to put on a clean, wholesome 4:20 in the afternoon show.
You put the hole in wholesome.
And you put some in the hole. So, I don't know what that means. Let's talk prize bag. And Jeff, you can't just toss the cookies into the prize bag. You gotta give me this stuff. What's this? Oh, you brought a little pin.
Yeah, I brought a little
Look
pin.
Look, you got a pin from MedMen, the great, you know, weed
MedMen,
dispensary
yeah.
here in town. And,
I thought it was going to be Mad Men themed, a Mad Men themed weed shop, but it is not.
No, it's Med Men, not
know,
Mad Men.
I thought they were making a play on words.
Well, I guess you could say they were, are. I don't, it's a sexist name. I don't like it. What else, yeah. What else did you bring, Jeff?
The rest of this.
No, that.
This
was for you to try it and pass it down was the idea there.
I think everyone else was so repulsed by it that they don't like me. No.
Jeff brought a copy of his album, People Are What You People Make Them.
Yes.
I got close to the
Is
right
that from
title.
The Green Room?
People Are What People Make
Them. That album?
Was
oh.
it
no,
sitting in the Green Room?
Okay.
No, it's Jeff's. When I said Jeff's album, I don't mean he just owns it. He also, he's the voice that you hear when you play it.
A lot of it is me. Some of it is laughter. And some of that is also me. Right? I had to go in and sweeten it up a little bit. I thought it was fair. I think them jokes are funny.
All right, Rachel, what do you got for us?
So there's this really dope store in town, if you haven't heard of it. It's called Retro Vegas. And yeah, they're amazing. And I love collecting old hotel ashtrays. Yeah, so there is a classic hotel ashtray. I got two, and I took one out for myself. But there is one in there. It's either the Four Queens or Caesars. Hopefully you have never had a bad experience at either, but that's what's in here. And the hotel flower from room service. and I'm going to be periodically eating snacks out of the bag, but everything else is theirs.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah, a classic ashtray. I'll take the snacks out.
I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I wouldn't mind seeing
it. I don't believe it's in there.
Oh, yeah. Wait, can I take it out? I didn't know. Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Wait. I swear there's a gift in here.
It's a Sahara ashtray. Sahara.
I probably just got it from outside. No, it's legit. You should definitely check this place out.
I didn't know you'd have to go through the Sunday paper to get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, there are comics in here. This is The Four Queens.
That is really nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still don't believe it, but
it's real.
You guys all see it?
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Honestly, it's not what I was expecting.
That's sweet.
Oh. All right, what do you got for us, Joe?
I brought. Now, there's a significant story behind this. This is the most offended I have ever been by a mini bar item in my life. I got to my room at the Mandalay Bay yesterday. I was like, I'm a little hungry, but dinner soon. Maybe there's some peanut M&Ms in that mini bar. And yes, there were. And I picked this bag up, and then I looked up the price. This is $13.
Wow.
And it's not like gourmet M&Ms. It's actual M&Ms. The M's are on them. They're broken.
They're probably not even as good as actual M&Ms.
Yeah. Wow. They're turning white because they've been sitting in there for quite some time. $13.
Wow. Yeah.
I was like, fuck you, Mandalay Bay. So I just sat there hungry. That's out of spite. I was like, I won't do it. I won't play this fucking game. I won't do it. But then when you were like, bring a prize, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to bring the $13 M&Ms. And they're in a Mandalay Bay bag.
Yay!
Some guy at Mandalay Bay hand picked those out of an M&M's bag and put them into that bag.
That's how you get paid at Top Flight too. They pay you.
Yeah.
In the bags of cook.
Whenever I stay at the Mandalay Bay, I like to stand in the elevator, and when people get off, say, "Have a Mandalay Day." Who wants a wristband? Peace and love. Right in your face. Peace and love in your face. What do you got for us, Mark?
Well, Doug, I wanted people to remember me for like months after we...
Remember me.
So I got something to add to your toilet. And whenever you take a shit and flush it, it turns blue. I want you to think of me, ladies and gentlemen.
Think of Mark when you shit, you guys.
That's right. And after.
Dude, no joke, I just watched an entire episode of Married with Children that was centered around Peggy wanting that because it turned the toilet water. I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah, that's weird that you just
Peggy
pulled
that had
out.
Such big dreams.
And just for the sake of it, I paid $14 for that.
Wow.
I wanted to have the most expensive.
Your peanuts are still the most expensive thing in that bag, for a fact.
Yeah.
It's like smelly through the packaging.
Yeah, it's good. That's
it's
good
really,
shit.
It's really fresh. It's really fresh.
Doug, what?
It is.
Did you hear that, asshole?
Hey, whoa. That is Lysol, too. I didn't mention that. That is Lysol.
Why does it?
The guy in the eye said, that's the power of Lysol. I love it when anybody can say a sentence from a TV ad. You know, like in real life.
Like you would know.
Why does it say six
like
on
it? There was
Doug?
A big long line of Dunkin' Donuts yesterday. I said to the guy next to me, "America runs on Dunkin'." What's your question, Joe?
Why does it say blue power six? What is the significance of the six?
Blue and
it only goes
power
off.
And blue six.
Yeah, it goes off
six
every
times?
Time you take. Three no, number twos, it goes off.
Okay.
It takes six actions. And it says for ultra clean toilets, which is another way of saying formerly not clean at all toilets. I mean, it's not for toilets that are already clean.
Okay.
I should have brought a bidet, I guess.
Let's walk through the instructions. Open the packaging. Good luck with that one. looks and says you need a scissors. Remove product from packaging. God damn it, are you serious?
Take a shit.
Yes, yes, that's instruction number two.
It would be number two, that's right.
Fit the product in the toilet rim.
It's for people who don't know how to clean their toilets. It's got, the instructions are going to be pretty basic.
Oh my God, number four out of five instructions is discard the packaging.
Yeah. Don't
eat it. Some people hang on to this.
Don't eat it.
To do other things.
Don't give it to your baby to play with.
Did you get to taste yet? Taste for salt?
Yeah. After the product is over, that's a weird way to put it.
Right, you'll know. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
You'll know.
When you're over it, displace the plastic hook and replace for a Lysol Power and six Blue Six. What? Oh, it's just saying get another one. But those instructions seem translated from another language or something. All right, so all that's going in the prize bag. One really quick question before we get into the game portion, because we've been having so much fun. Because Jeff's been having so much fun. What was the last movie you saw, Jeff?
Major League.
What is it on, like, hotel room cable?
It was on the airplane this morning. I watched it. It was a bit of a bumpy flight. I figured I'd fall asleep, but it was a little too bumpy. So I watched Major League.
And?
I don't know. Everyone's
was saying, it good?
Yeah, oh, it's pretty good. I mean, the baseball stuff is fine. There's a whole, like, B story with Rene Russo that's fucking terrifying. Like, Tom Berenger should go to prison.
I don't know the movie well enough to agree or disagree.
He follows her home.
It felt like Charlie Sheen's character was the delinquent, though.
But Charlie Sheen's character wasn't, like, stalking his ex-girlfriend.
Do you like it every time they play Wild Thing when he comes out?
It's the only time I like the song.
Yeah. It's only good in context. And then Bob Uecker, does his stuff hold up? Is he still funny?
Yeah. Bob Uecker's funny.
All right, there you have it. Jeff talking about an old movie for a minute or two.
Hey.
I apologize. Rachel, I mean, they'll start it on their own. You don't really have to.
I'm a leader.
You don't have to do it. Rachel, do you know what the last movie you saw was?
The Birdcage.
Why? Sorry. I thought you said Bird Book.
No,
whatever that thing was, Bird Box.
No, the Birdcage.
Bird Book is the sequel to Green Book. Where everyone just goes back to being racist again. Like, like they solve racism in Green Book and then they go back to it. It's one of those futuristic... Birdcage with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And probably the greatest Hank Azaria role of all time. Yeah. He's amazing in that movie. And what's her name? Ally McBeal is barely there. And, Gene Hackman, too. Don't you miss Gene Hackman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy just yelling out Harvey Fierstein.
I mean, I miss Harvey Fierstein, too, I guess.
Yeah. Diane Weiss, isn't she in it?
She's still alive, and she's in it, too. Yeah.
Nathan Lane.
Great cast, a lot of fun. I can't believe we didn't mention Nathan Lane. He's the funniest character in there, right?
I think that's who he meant when he said Harvey Fierstein.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, both those guys would probably be insulted. They both take it personally. Joe, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw an awesome movie. It's the guy that did Bone Tomahawk.
It's called
Dragged Across Concrete. It was fucking amazing.
You loved it?
Yeah, I loved it. It's a movie about police.
It's brutal, right?
It's pretty brutal, but it's not crazy. But it's about police corruption and crime. It stars Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson didn't know they were shooting a movie.
You think it's less brutal than Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah, there's not a... I mean, okay. Spoiler alert.
Right. No, don't.
Yeah.
You don't have
yeah,
to say.
Yeah. No. It's got that level of violence, but I wouldn't say it was quite as disturbing.
Did you see Riot and Cell Block 99?
Brawl and Cell Block 99. Yes. It was not as brutal.
You
as
know
that.
What? It's a fucking riot, no matter what you say.
I thought you said ride.
Oh.
I was like, that's really wrong, dude.
No, Doug goes to a lot of amusement parks. You haven't been to the super hyper-violent indie amusement park?
That prison-themed amusement park.
Right where you get a ride to Cell Block 99. There's a big mechanical
but
Vince Vaughn.
Is it more violent than that one? Because that one, is it more violent than that one?
No, that movie was one of the most violent things I've ever seen.
Okay.
But it's still violent. But it's a very, the best reviews I read of it were, it is a very challenging study of all sides of the situation of crime and cops and everything right now. It's amazing. It's so good. Don Johnson rules it. Everybody is so, Mel Gibson, Vince Vaughn, everybody's amazing.
That guy's a great director and he gets amazing actors. Like that's the one thing that really stands out to me about Bone Tomahawk, aside from the cult, the violent thing, is just how good all the performances are.
Yeah.
The first time I saw it, I didn't even know it was Richard Jenkins until I'd been watching for a while. You know.
Yeah, no.
Like, he's amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
That was Academy Award level, and he got ignored because the movie's so crazy.
He's fantastic. And this movie reminded me of Bone Tomahawk in the sense that it was, like, really grim, but then, like, there would be, like, these sitcom gags between Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn. It's, like, there would be legitimately funny banter at times, which was good because it released a lot of the tension. You know what I mean? Not in a Marvel movie kind of way, where it's like, you know, like a, but like it was.
It released attention because you're like, when is Mel Gibson going to go ahead and say some racist shit? So we don't have to wonder if this character is going to be racist.
And then he does, right?
He says plenty of racist shit.
He doesn't. He's not like a diehard racist. But they also didn't push him the other way. It would have been worse if they pushed him the other way, where he was the guy being like, guys, let's all just open our minds a little. You know.
Mel Gibson has made a few movies in the last few years where, like, the Mel Gibson baggage that you bring watching him helps the movie. Like, it's
when
nice
he plays
to,
the bad guy, you mean?
Yeah, like in this
movie,
like, because
there's nothing where he's a nice guy and it helps in any way, right?
Like What Women Want, Passion of the Christ.
Yeah,
I love What Women Want because he can hear all women's thoughts and they happen one at a time. Like they all take turns having a thought.
You know how they just made What Men Want, the sort of sequel? I saw this on movieweb.com. This is a headline. It goes, What Men Want comes to Blu-ray next week with tons of deleted scenes. Who is sitting there like, yes? It makes so much more sense when you see the director's cut.
It's 4 hours long.
You thought the movie wasn't good. Wait till you see the stuff that wasn't good enough to be in that movie that wasn't good.
She gets eaten by a grizzly bear at the end.
Or like, for the first time ever, we cut out all the good stuff and saved it for the DVD.
What Men Don't Want.
What was the last movie you saw, Mark Cohen?
Bohemian Rhapsody on the plane.
Mama!
They kind of cleaned it up on the plane, though. He just gets a cough. Anyway.
I mean, honestly, there's not a scene in that movie you couldn't show a child on an airplane. Like, they really just be like, and AIDS. You know, it's really just sort of like, okay, that happened too.
Did you like it?
I did. I mean, it's touching
at some point.
It's the one guy doing a great impression for the whole thing. So it's, you know, that's engaging in and of itself because Freddie Mercury was awesome.
Like red.
I mean, she's not wrong. That's amazing. That's
They're
my favorite kind of laugh. To what?
They're talking about making a sequel that's going to show the rest of his life, which is the good part of the story. Seriously.
It's only like 4 years, I think.
No, but those are the good 4 years.
I could go for Bo Ra too.
Yeah, you see him Bo Ra too?
A week at the opera.
I'd like to see
see him sing Fat Bottom Girls. I don't think he does that in the movie.
They play it in the movie, but they play it on their first tour, which is completely wrong chronologically. It bothers me how out of place
okay,
it is.
Oh, okay. There was some, I knew something was bothering me. I knew something fell off. Okay, there we go. Yeah.
You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to start that fire. Well, that was a great round of what you guys just watched. So let's do this.
Let the games begin!
Lady and gentlemen, we've got a lot of delightful name tags for you to choose from. Gerald the Elephant is here. Did you ever see Operation Gerald Drop? Ooh, look at that. That's got a little prize on it. So anyway, pick one that... Oh, there's marijuana in the VHS case with Dumbo? Come on, man. Think about the children. Ooh, there's a big John Wick over there. All right, so pick your name tags while you do that. We're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, no sponsors this app. I just want to tell you some more places that Doug Loves Movies is coming over the next few months so you could try to come out and see it live and get a donut chucked at your face. My annual Mother's Day show at 420 at Comedy Works in Denver. That's in May, of course. I'll be at the Brea Improv in Brea, California, Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin. Helium in Philly, Gas, Improv in DC, so many more. You know where to go find all of the dates and all of the deets, because you know how the internet works. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. Thank you. Yeah, let's get those lights back down. Oh, I can still see Gerald. No getting around that. Who are you playing on behalf of, Mark Cohen?
Oh, shit.
Do you want to go last? Oh, there you go. You got some real danglers on there.
Oh, it's on the front? I can't read. It's for this person. What
is it?
Never Brending Story.
Yeah.
Brendan.
Because his name's Brendan.
Brenda. Brenda.
It's Nev Campbell.
Oh, that's
everybody.
Brenda. Brenda, you were here so early today. Congratulations, you got picked. You're gonna have to settle for that's probably the end of the road for you. You're not going home with the prize bag.
You give me two free guesses, right, in the thing? I get two comps.
No. Yeah. One lifeline. No, we can't.
I mean, sorry, Mark.
Joe?
Thank you.
I picked this not because it was the most clever. It's John Nick. But I love the John Wick movies
so
much.
I love them so much.
That new one looks so awesome when he's riding on a horse and shooting people on a bridge. No, it's in the trailer.
I don't watch trailers.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I did see that one, though.
Sorry to spoil that he... Doug, sorry to spoil that he kills people in this movie.
But on a horse? That's big.
Yeah, well, it is
oh,
the set.
It crosses piece. Over with the cowboy way. Boban Marjanovic. Did you see him in the trailer?
What's that?
In that John Wick 3 trailer, Boban Marjanovic.
I thought you were doing like a poster from the audience.
No, I was who's Boban Marjanovic? That I knew for sure he would, like, that's those two words Doug's never
Are you
heard
asking
those two
people to
Boban
Marjanovic?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather that than whatever I did say that fucking shocked everyone into church-like silence.
Who is
what
that?
The fuck?
All right, let's get back to what we were doing. Rachel, who are you playing for?
Gerald. And
Gerald. But that's a real... It was a real last-minute success story because Gerald, you know, pointed out to her what he put inside the VHS copy of Dumbo.
I'm stoked about the VHS box.
But I don't. Does she get to keep the whole thing?
No. This is a collector's item. He said
he wants it back.
But I'm very. I just needed to hold it in my hands for a few moments. Oh wow. Okay. That's cool. And.
He's had it since he was 4, but he changed it to Gerald when he was 10.
Yes.
Who you got, Jeff?
I'm playing for Colin Kingdom, Jurassic World.
Yeah. And why'd you pick that one? Because you love those movies?
Yes, I'm a huge fan of dinosaurs. And weed. There's weed on it. There's a joint right here.
You but just described me.
I do love dinosaurs, though.
All right, that's who's being played on behalf of today. Good luck to everybody. Yeah. How are we doing on time, Jeff?
Oh, time is a wonderful thing.
We're behind. That's another way of saying we're behind. All right. Let's start with a game called... It's called Characters Welcome. Thank you. I am going to name the characters in the end title sequence of a motion picture as according to IMDb, and I'll build up from the smaller characters to bigger ones, and first person that can guess the name of the movie wins. Guess as often as you like. Any pre-guesses?
Go.
No, go is incorrect. Anything else?
Vegas nope. Vacation.
Don't hog all the pre-guessing, Jeff. That is correct! No, that'd be weird. That'd be really fucked up. Remember when I texted you this morning to say Vegas Vacation? No collusion. All right. Forest Ranger 1. Receptionist. Stewardess. Yeah, that's a clue, because we'd call that a flight attendant these days. Oh, Forest Ranger 2.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, we've also got somebody named, I want to say, Durkin?
It's Durkin, yeah.
Durkin? Lloyd?
National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
No.
Did I say it wrong?
No. I mean, you said the wrong title.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
No. Although, I think that movie would be improved immensely with Forest Rangers.
I mean, I never saw it. I don't know what happens in that goddamn thing.
Grady is a character.
Grady?
Grady. And an old poker buddy of ours, his last name is in here, Mark Cohen. Ullman. There's a character named Ullman. Like Stanley Ullman, our friend. There's a Danny in this movie. Someone named Danny.
Play poker with
him. Ocean's 11?
No. But great guess.
The Shining?
The Fugitive.
Rachel with The Shining. That is correct.
Forest Ranger?
But that didn't take place in Vegas.
That was my mistake, Joe.
Yeah, all I had left was Wendy Torrance, Jack Torrance, and weird twins in a hallway.
R. Kelly.
Introducing, as themselves, the Bushes.
Those were Topaz scary, right?
You're amazing.
Because that was the thing. That was one of the things that bummed me out back in 1980 as a big Stephen King fan, was that they changed the topiary animals outside the hotel that would attack into a maze. I was like, no, that sounds scary.
I did a horror convention once with that bartender. The guy that played the bartender.
How many horrors were there?
This is a true story. We did a live podcast from it. We were walking through the like autograph room, and we walked by a table, and the guy wasn't there. It just said, so-and-so as seen in Final Destination Part 4. And my podcast partner turned to me, and he goes, this is a very dark circuit, Joe.
Let me shoot a Peace and Love band out into the crowd. Plenty more where that came from.
Right, live strong, everybody.
A lot of peace and love. Don't use his phrase anymore, that guy.
Okay.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Is he still charitable?
Probably not.
Lance Armstrong? Yeah, he is.
Definitely. That guy's the best.
Is that Lance?
That guy's awesome. Definitely.
I mean, I never minded Lance Armstrong because anybody that's a brother of Stretch is a friend of mine. You got any more old toy jokes, Mark? Tell us, do a joke about Slinky. Go.
About what? Slinky?
Slinky. Did you know that they walk downstairs alone or in pairs?
I did not know.
But if you try to get three of them going, they're not having it. They're respectable Slinkies. They won't.
They're slinkies.
I still support Lance Armstrong, but I stopped supporting Lance Romance when I heard he was using enhancement drugs. Oh, God. Sorry. It was a Viagra joke. About Lance Romance.
It's hard to follow Slinky. Oh, wait.
Wow, that got grown.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
It's a Viagra joke and a Slinky joke together.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh, you put them together? Oh, a performance enhancement. Oh, sorry. I'll help these people. It's a performance enhancement joke. I guess they don't like topical humor, Joe. I mean, it was probably a cream of some sort.
All right, let's get
tomorrow when you hear this, you'll realize how dumb you are. That was a good joke. That topical thing, that was good. You'll get it tomorrow.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Let's get back into the action. Kool-Aid's here. The club hates it when he stops by because they have to replace the whole wall.
The Kool-Aid man would live in Vegas. They're tearing down hotels so fast they could probably use them as some extra help.
Just I mean, isn't he a glass pitcher? Why is he going through walls? Very dangerous. All right.
I agree.
Here we go. Enough about Kool-Aid man. Let's play. Haven't played this one in a few episodes. Let's play How Long Is It? How mother grabbing long is it? I'm going to name a thing. You guys are all going to guess how long it is. Person who gets closest without going over, Price is Right style, wins. Yes. Rachel gets to go first. Yeah. Then we'll go to Jeff, and then we'll go to Mark. We're going to skip Joe entirely on this one.
I know.
And I'll still lose. I don't know.
I apologize. You were a late booking, so I hadn't written your name down yet.
That's fine.
Yeah, I didn't know you were at Topgolf.
Neither did the audience, folks. They'll get that fucking Lance Romance joke when I do it tonight. That's a Topgolf joke.
I Okay, so we're gonna go Rachel, Jeff, Mark, Joe. That's how we're gonna do it. All right. Joe. All right. But Rachel gets to guess first. Yeah. Let's do this for the matriarchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the Woody doll in the Toy Story movies?
Yep.
How long is it? How tall is... No audience guesses, please. And also, that was a stupid guess. How tall is the Woody doll, according to Pixar? They've actually decided on a number in the Toy Story films. How tall is he? Gerald's trying to help you out by showing with his... with his hand on over the table, about how tall he thinks Woody is.
Yeah, and you always want to trust the guy wearing a Tito's bandana.
I know.
He looks like he's good with inches. Yeah. So
that bandana, you joke around, but that bandana is gluten-free and handmade.
In
inches.
Yeah. 12 inches.
Okay. Rachel's coming out strong with 12. I made fun of that guy for saying 7 just to throw everybody off the scent. Nobody knows. What do you think, Jeff?
10 and a half. Are we measuring with the hat or without the hat?
It's interesting that you should mention that because they do give you a number with the hat. But I'm going no hat.
Oh, see? Shit. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Take, right?
Because I'm pretty sure we can rewind the tape. I didn't say how tall is Woody and his hat. You know what I mean? Like, how tall are you, Jeff? Oh, don't forget to add your hat.
But if my action figure has a hat
that... Is he wearing shoes?
I will accept no arguments. Answer the question.
You play dirty, Benson. You play real dirty.
All right. I mean, I'm sticking with 10 and a half.
Oh, okay.
That's what she said.
That joke was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Mark?
7 and a half, 10 and a half?
We got...
Seven, ten.
We got 10 and a half or 12.
Oh, said, 10 and a half or 12. I'm going with 14 and three quarters. 14 and three quarters.
I think he is.
Oh, hang on a second, Joe.
Oh, sorry.
I wrote Mark's answer under your name.
That's a good sign.
I'm writing all the answers in the wrong spot. Mark, what'd you say again?
What's the correct answer?
It would be... Hey!
14 and three quarters.
Oh, that's right.
That's what she said.
How could I forget that? 3 quarters. Okay. All right, now Joe.
9 inches. 9 inches.
That's a very German guest.
Yeah, for a second I thought you were just refusing to answer.
9?
Yeah. 9 inches.
That's how tall your Hitler doll is.
It's 9 inches. There's no chance it's not any other measurement than 9 inches. It's ridiculous. 14 and a half inches. What the kind of fucking deformed, gigantic doll is this?
14 and three quarters.
It's an outrageous number.
Seven. I think 7's going to win, actually.
Don't forget, mine's with the hat.
All right. Okay, so those are the guesses. Everybody made their guesses. But now let's go through, and I'm going to repeat their guess, and only applaud for one. Applaud for the person that you think, as an audience member, is the closest. We'll start on the end over there with Mark. All right, you got a couple of supporters there, Mark. What do you think, Joe? I mean, what do you think of Joe? Rachel. She said 12. And Jeff said 10 and a half. Jeff? I have no idea what they think. You're wrong, but they still love you.
I think it's exactly a foot tall with the hat. So I think Woody would know hat is 10 and a half inches.
Oh, smart.
I'm just letting you know.
Because there's so many scenes where he's walking around bragging about his height.
And as he's leaving convenience stores.
Yeah, and dude, at 12 inches, at even 10 and a half inches, he'd be towering over Mr. Potato Head, which he does not.
You should get a Pulitzer.
Joe, I've seen some huge potatoes, man. Maybe you've never
been to
Idaho.
Yeah, Mr. Potato Head is just the size of the potato head they use, right? Oh, yeah. No, he's the plastic one.
Yeah, he's the plastic one.
It could be the big one. There's a giant one, too.
Yeah.
So you thought in Toy Story it was a real potato this whole time?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe I thought anything was real in that movie.
But if he's not real, how could he talk?
Why is Mr. Potato Head moldy by the third film?
He's only got one eye.
All right.
This is the dumbest I've ever been.
Sativa.
Minus his hat. Woody is just under 16 inches. Hey, could somebody let the dogs out?
That is madness. It's not right.
Joe's got some Woody on his face.
That's crazy.
Right, so with
I mean,
that
he's
hat,
a pretty,
he's like,
you know, when the kid's holding him, he's like not small.
Come on.
He's a pretty evolved doll.
I mean, look, my foot is 11 inches. Ooh. You think Woody is 5 inches taller than
my foot?
Yeah,
it's a movie.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
That's why I think it's funny that Pixar released their height, you know, the height of all the characters. Like, yeah, we need to know.
So we can look up how tall the potato head is?
We could look it up. I didn't because, you know.
I mean, who knew that one of us would not know that was a toy and not a real potato?
Wait, but you know how Mr. Potato Head works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to use a potato.
Yeah, no, I... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not crazy for thinking it was a potato.
No, you were supposed to use a potato in, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
They haven't done that.
Yeah, it's been the plastic one since, like, 1968.
At my bar mitzvah, we had a potato.
And you made a pipe out of it.
Wait a second. I thought it was a real potato, too. I just wanted that on record.
One potato, two potato.
I just got sad for Doug that he had the shittiest toys as a kid. Everyone's like, just play this potato, Doug.
Was the dog that's a slinky, was it the plastic slinky or a metal slinky?
Metal.
But the dog, the actual toy is plastic slinky, right?
Yeah.
Well, it depends.
No, there was never metal.
The dog wears Depends?
Ah!
No, some of those dogs are metal slinkies. Some of them are plastic. On you say inside. Potato, I say plastic potato.
What he's saying is...
I'm going to, from every episode for the next 10 or 12 episodes, I'm going to just whip out the height of a different Toy Story character.
Now
and only Jeff's the only one that listens to the show, and he heard it today, so he knows.
Yeah, because you could judge against now that you know how tall, whatever the guy's name is, Woody.
Yeah, once you know he's a 16-incher.
Yeah.
You know what's up. The dinosaur isn't much bigger than anybody else, and it's a dinosaur.
Oh, the dinosaur is
a
1472. 1472. Well, it's millimeters.
All right, you get to go first in the final game, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is possibly the closest you've ever come to taking this thing.
I didn't even know we started the point thing yet. All right.
Yeah. Well, the first games are just for fun. But now, did you hear that door lock?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's leaving the cellar.
Now yous can't leave.
Because it's time to play Last Man Stanton.
Yay!
Got some requests from audience members to suggest a name for this game. Thank you for doing that. I only picked two people, though. This, of course, Rachel's never played this before, so I'll pretend I'm telling her, but all the other stoners on the panel can certainly listen along and relearn. We're going to get a name of an actor or actress. We'll take turns saying movies that person's been in. I play along for fun. Each of you has one lifeline that you can go to once. If you can't think of one, and then you're out if you say a wrong title or you can't think of one.
Is Jeff my lifeline?
No.
I mean, okay.
You know, that's an interesting twist.
No, yeah,
are all each other's lifelines.
Oh, shit.
Jeff, help me out. I can't think of anything. Yeah. All right, Jeff, it's your turn. True Grit.
Yeah.
I play
Alex,
fair.
If I don't know the answer, can I ask the person next to me? Mr. Trebek, is that fair?
If you rang in first and the person next to you doesn't care, I don't see what the problem is. I don't mind.
I'm not gonna ask Jeff.
All right, let's play a fair game. We'll play a fair game, we'll see
Gerald.
How it goes.
I'm gonna ask Gerald.
We don't even know who the names are yet. It's too early to assume anything. Jeff. What if it was the films of Lionel Barrymore? Do you see what would happen?
Lionel Barrymore is the...
It's not going to be, but you know.
Hello. I don't
what
even
was that?
Know that
Did you just sang some Lionel Richie?
Oh, I thought you said Lionel Richie.
Yes, the films of Lionel Richie. And not the soundtrack. I don't care if people were dancing on a ceiling.
As opposed to all Lionel Barrymore films?
Yeah. I was teasing Jeff that he doesn't know old people.
I don't.
I mean, I couldn't name any movies.
I mean, if you were cool, you'd still be alive. I'm sorry.
Tell that to half of the pins on your jacket. All right, this next. Oh!
Wow.
Oh no, the Doug Benson pin.
I might be the only living pin.
And that's debatable.
No. Oh, and Leonard Maltin, of course.
And David Byrne is right
there.
Oh,
you got David Byrne on there?
But I do have Tom Petty, Prince, and Mitch Hedberg
right
now.
Oh, my
God. This side is like a death side.
That's a good idea.
Where's your Jussie Smollett pin?
Yeah.
What? Do you guys even know why you're making that noise?
I don't know.
Was there something offensive or wild?
Pro or against?
Are we in New York? New York, New York? Is the coaster leaving the station?
Empire! Empire!
Cookie!
Could I get another tequila?
Another one already?
Holy shit.
Is that fast?
Holy shit, that was fast.
I don't know if you know, Doug, but I'm performing at Topgolf tonight.
I got some bad news for you. Yeah, they just called.
I need to get into show mode here.
Doug's not alone in not knowing about that. You know who else doesn't know? The audience. Remember from earlier?
Yeah, it's like you're going to the 19th hole first.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna drink before you golf.
Yeah.
Where is M Team 1? EMTEEM1. That guy.
Oh. This guy.
That guy. What's your real life name, M Team 1?
Major.
Have I talked to you before?
Yes, sir.
It was a major
mistake.
Delight.
When you.
What'd he say?
I'm out and you're in, but I didn't know I was in before. But
I don't know. He's not in my chain of command.
I was just going to say, both guys at that table have voices like they're in Predator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But not for the whole movie.
All right, we're back in. I ain't got time to bleed.
Did you say in or R?
In either. Take your pick.
Those guys sound like predators.
I thought he said creditors.
Creditors?
I thought that's what he said.
Well, Mark, if you didn't owe so much money, it wouldn't be on top of mind like that.
That's
always worried about creditors. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek, and if you're old, we could take all your money and make you think it's going to be good for you.
Please make that movie, Creditor. That's so funny, dude. Please make that.
Oh, he's definitely Jamaican. This is a Jamaican guy shows up.
I am calling from...
I'm so scared of the creditor.
I am calling from Connecticut.
All right. Major, what do you got for us?
John Cusack.
Oh, this is great. This is great because in past episodes... Come back, Mark, come back. In past episodes of the show, we've established that Joan and John have been in a lot of movies together. So if you just guess a John Cusack movie, you're going to be in the ballpark. But that is kind of a tough one. And how much time do we have left? We got like 17 minutes. And so I think we should go for two names. So I'm going to get another person from the audience to help us out. And this person sounds great. Where is No Fun TJ? Where are you at?
He's right there. Yeah. In the No Fun section.
His name is No_Fun_TJ. Because I guess Fun TJ without the underscores was taken.
No Fun TJ 1 would be dumb.
Speaking of TJs,
I like the way it sounds. Are you going to Tijuana?
No, I was going to say, speaking of TJs, Doug and my agent's name is TJ. We have the same agent. Doug's performing here, and I'm performing at Top Golf. That is 100% true.
I'm sure TJ, when he got the call, thought he was sending you to a place called Top Notch. The greatest comedy club in Vegas. All right, where'd he go? What's his name, TJ?
TJ No Fun.
TJ No Fun. Yep. What do you got for us?
Ethan Hawke.
I like that one a lot. I just saw him in True West on Broadway, and he was terrific.
Who was he playing?
True West. He played the guy that was the brother of the other guy.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's true.
I haven't seen it yet.
All right. Seems like the audience is getting a little restless. I just want to remind everybody that the answers have to just remain on stage. Don't yell anything out unless it's, I need more quesadilla. It looks like they almost finished this one. No, I'm good.
No, thank you. I had garbage for lunch.
Jeff, are you trying to work this club?
I don't even know them.
That somehow looks less appetizing than the handed down Oreo cream from earlier. I didn't think that was possible.
Did you put some of that on your aches and pains, though, the Oreo cream? It's really really good.
It was a topical
joke. It's a topical joke. Yeah. Hey, that joke was amazing.
All right, so it's Joan, the films of Joan Cusack and Ethan Hawke. And like I said, I'm going to play along. So we start with Rachel, and then which way were we going last game? We were going the other way? Yeah. So we'll go Rachel, then Joe. Rachel, Joe, Mark, Doug, Jeff. What do you got, Rachel?
Oh, God. Just going to guess a movie.
Okay.
Wait, you're all ready to just straight up guessing?
Yeah, not good with names. I'm a stoner. I'm a face person.
If you're...
Well, here's Ethan Hawke's face.
I know Ethan Hawke's face.
Here, look at it.
And I'm like, okay, he's like a very handsome man. He's in like military movies.
Yeah, and it's like Jeff Space, except not terrifying.
Probably in like a romance movie here.
Or but you've seen a John Cusack movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so name one of those.
Joan
is probably in it as well.
Hold on. It's
you could literally just Doug, say anything right now.
We got a show.
Rachel. The John Cusack movie I want to guess is about. I hope it's the same actor. Otherwise, I'm confusing him with another actor. It's not. But it's the one with the haunted hotel. The dolphin one.
Yeah.
Where it's haunted and it's only just begun. You know when they sing that and it gets really fucking scary? And it's that haunted hotel movie that you know what I'm talking about.
I love that you remember the name of the hotel but not who John Cusack is.
No, but that's that movie. That's the movie I'm guessing. Yep.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
It wasn't a guess.
Let's go ahead and go to your lifeline. Gerald. Oh, that's fun. But just tell, just oh, give
yeah,
her
yeah,
one.
Yeah, 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 I do.
Gerald's a fucking baller.
You know, the words Gerald's a fucking baller have it's just been spoken for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. It's 1408.
Say what?
It's 1408.
What is?
The movie, 1408.
Oh my God. Yeah, but Joan Cusack's not in that one.
But John Cusack.
Right, but I mean, of all the John Cusack movies,
that's
you picked
the
one obscure
I love
one
that movie.
Number,
so,
the one movie you can remember has got a number in it that's like a regular room number.
You were right, I am going to come in third.
She's in it, Joan?
No.
You know, but
we're doing Joan.
Oh, I heard John.
I was trying to help her.
I did John Cusack.
And it did not work at all. It was the opposite of help. We're doing Joan Cusack movies. She's in 8 movies that John Cusack is in. The biggest ones, the most known ones. We're going Joan or Ethan fucking Hawke. You're wearing a red headband advertising alcohol and you can't name Ethan Hawke movies?
It's a fair point.
Right?
That's a very fair point.
Yeah, but
what do you got? Gerald, you're the worst lifeline of all time.
He gave her 1408, didn't he?
He did, but that's wrong.
Neither
I tried.
I know, but that. Why does he get another one though?
Because Rachel's going to lose. I'm trying to give her one right answer.
You're just postponing the inevitable at this point.
That's what a lifeline is for. He's supposed to help her. He's got a complete open table. Any Ethan Hawke movie, any Joan Cusack movie, most John Cusack movies. She's not in 2012. Name?
That's it.
This is off the rails.
It's okay. Hey, it's okay, man.
There's definitely no collusion here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's still not. It's,
there you go. He's guessing 16 candles.
That's what I'm guessing.
16 candles is correct.
We're still in.
Bullshit. 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 Bullshit.
Gerald.
It's going to get to you soon enough, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
That was my guess.
Hopefully you got a better lifeline.
It goes to Joe.
What? Oh, Joe. Sorry, Joe.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Say anything.
Don't say it. Oh. All right, I'll give it to him. Yeah.
Joan Cusack, say anything.
You going to let him have that one?
I think I got one.
Okay.
Is it me?
Oh. Yeah.
Beetlejuice?
What? Isn't she in Beetlejuice? Joan Cusack's in Beetlejuice.
All right, let's go to your lifeline.
Isn't she in Beetlejuice?
Have either of you ever seen a movie?
All right.
What the
all
fuck? Right.
The one
Jesus
with,
Christ.
The one with Janine Garofalo. Is that what you said? Is that the one?
I watched John Cusack.
Go to your lifeline. Who's your lifeline?
Genevieve.
What do you got?
Brenda.
Brenda.
Jesus Christ.
Can you help Mark out?
Yeah, that's
Ethan Hawke in Training Day.
That's what I said.
Oscar nominated for that one.
Military.
Yeah, with the great Denzel. She wasn't in Beetlejuice? She's not in Beetlejuice. I get Joan Cusack and Winona Ryder confused all the time.
Yeah.
Or was it Gina Davis you were confusing her?
Yeah.
Or were you confusing her with a giant snake?
Yeah. Didn't Joan Cusack play Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice.
All right, what's happening? Oh, it's my turn. I just want to quit. But I'll give you another example of Joan John.
Joan Collins.
Joan and John. You said Collins. I said Joan and John. I didn't say the word Collins.
No one has said Joan Collins on this show ever.
That's not true.
That is not true. Mark is right about that. He's top historian of Doug Holmes movies. But the one I'm going to go with is a movie that has Joan and John in it, and it is called Gross Point Blank.
Good one.
Such a good movie. Just put it on and just enjoy yourself. It's my advice.
Yeah, I mean...
Joe?
In and Out.
Oh, I mean Jeff. Wait, what? Oh yeah, it is your turn. In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is my guess.
Who's in that?
Joan Cusack is.
Oh yeah,
in
yeah, yeah. She's the one that her husband is gay and he has to tell her.
He finds out because of the Oscars lets him know.
Yeah.
The guy on the Oscars is like, my teacher's gay, and the teacher's like, what? Yeah. I'm gay.
Yeah, Kevin Kline, and that was weird, that movie, because Tom Selleck's mustache to me always came off as extremely gay, and the movie where he plays a gay man, he has no mustache.
I bet that was in Kevin Kline's contract. They had a makeout scene, and I bet he was like, "Listen, I'll make out with Tom Selleck, but come on with the mustache."
I don't need to French kiss the Fuller Brush Man. Old reference. All right, Rachel, you're back, stronger than ever. You've probably had a lot of ideas while you've been waiting for your turn. What do you got?
Can I still guess John Cusack?
Yeah.
Oh.
She could guess, but Joan has to also be in it.
Rachel's like, can I name a John F. Kennedy film? There's a Bruder tape. The Zapruder tape, does that count?
Joan Cusack is in the Zapruder. Joan Cusack has the one with the umbrella.
Okay, you're out. But thank you for being here. You were awesome.
Okay, here.
Yeah.
Here, let me. Thank you. Wait.
Take the weed out before you give Gerald the Dumbo tape back. It's a cherished possession that he never puts in a VCR. Right? Do you still watch VCR stuff?
No, but I have it set up.
You have it set up. Do you have a. What are those big round discs called?
A spinning wheel?
Laser discs. You have those? I have laser discs.
Good work.
It's
you don't have to leave.
Yeah, no, you can hang out.
No.
I'm saying.
Gerald, you really...
It's the first on the show. We shame the person off of the stage.
Usually.
You really left her hanging, dude. You were a shitty lifeline. If that movie was about you, D-U-M-B would be in all caps.
I think it already is. It already is.
But the O would be lowercase, I mean. The O would be.
Dumb?
Oh.
All right, you're done. We don't need you, Lifeline. Okay, so then we're over to Joe.
Ethan Hawke, Sinister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mark.
I'm going to get ridiculed.
For what?
Good Will Hunting. Is Ethan Hawke in that?
What?
No? Fuck Ethan Hawke.
I think he would have been good in the Matt Damon role. He's a kid in a movie? Yeah, yeah.
And the taps.
No.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right, it's back to me. And I'm going to say... High Fidelity. Yeah, she's in all of his movies. except for ones that are numbers, except for 14808 and 2012.
She's not an 8 Men Out either. There's another one.
She's not in any of his movies that have a number in the title.
She should be.
Right?
I mean, that's a good point. It's my turn, right? I'm going to say The Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job. Joe.
I'm going to say Joan Cusack, My Blue Heaven.
Oh. Good.
Which also starred Steve Martin and Rick Moranis.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go on Hawk. I'm going to do some Hawks. And I'm going to start with, yes. Any birds of prey come up, go ahead and do that. it's weird he wasn't in Lady Hawk. I'm going to go with Reality Bites. Yeah.
Okay.
Dead Poets Society. Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking of.
That was it, yes. You just forgot the part where they stand on their desks.
Ethan Hawke. Boyhood.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's good. That's good. When he was really little, he was with a couple other little kid actors in a movie called Explorers.
God damn you. That was my back pocket one. I was sitting on that one. Who else is in it? River Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The third kid that I think isn't it the kid from Will Wheaton, maybe? Is it?
Something like that. Maybe. Or Wilford Brimley plays the third kid, right? It was weird casting.
Jeff.
I'm going to say...
Right, it's your turn, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's First Reformed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I hear he's great in that, but I haven't watched it yet because it's one of those heavy religious movies.
Yeah, I don't like church.
Do you like people whipping themselves?
Well, in what context?
In fucking church context?
No.
For religion, for religious reasons? Flatulating, they call it?
Only when
no,
it's...
No, flagellating.
Flagitating. I like that only when it's done with the express intent of being blasphemous. I'm glad I said that. I worked that whole sentence out of my head. I was like, this will work, but it didn't.
What's the answer?
I said First Reformed.
Oh, yeah. Joe.
Joan Cusack, Broadcast News.
Yes. Okay, Ethan Hawke, In a Valley of Violence.
Oh, fuck.
Underrated movie.
Yeah, fuck.
Jumpy the Dog was on Douglas Movies once. In a Valley of Violence? No, it's a...
Hey, no fun.
It doesn't take place in that specific of a valley. Plus, I can't win anyway.
There's this bonkers movie called 24 Hours to Live.
With Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, with Ethan Hawke.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
That's all you have to do is say something and you agree with it? Like, I could. Oh, I got one then. Big Ball Red.
What's that about? Who else is in it and who directed it?
Pete Barbuti directed it. And Esther Rolle was the star.
Holy shit, Esther from Roll. Good Times?
Look at Esther Rolle.
Esther Rolle from Good Times?
Anybody, Esther Rolle?
She was on Good Times.
Good Times.
Jimmy Dynamite?
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine, but I'm...
Okay.
Fuck, I'm running low.
You got this, man.
Where's my lifeline? John Nick?
Yeah, Toy Story 3.
Okay.
All
right. Oh. Joan Cusack, Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
I like it.
Now
like
is she
lot.
In the...
I like it a lot. Shut up.
I know.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I know.
I like it very much.
I'm just
I like
kidding.
It very much. It's my turn.
You dick.
Toy Story 2.
Nope. Nope.
Jeff?
More like...
Oh, man. This is so dumb.
Just make up something.
I didn't make it up. That was a real thing. She's in Serendipity. Yes. See?
Well, isn't that serendipitous?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember her being in it, but okay.
He fucking loves you.
No, she's a friend of a friend or something.
Somebody in the audience would be mad, yelling out right now if she wasn't in it. Joe, come on.
Oh,
you got this. Do you want Jeff's lifeline?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff's lifeline, what else you got?
I didn't even know I could do that, but yeah, sure, let's do it.
Where is he?
No, I'm running a little low, but it doesn't matter.
A little low? He doesn't have any.
I got nothing. Yeah.
You can do it.
You have two?
Go for it.
Well,
give
me both of them if you could. No, just one of them. I'm kidding.
Just give him one.
Gattaca.
Oh, that's right. Gattaca. God, he's been in a lot of movies I've never wanted to see. Son of a bitch. All right. Oh! I just remembered another one.
Okay, quiet. It's my turn. I've got a really hard title to say. Valerian in the City of 1,000 Planets. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
Thank
true.
You very much. Thank you for being here with me today in that very important moment.
I mean, that was so impressive, I forgot the one I was holding on to.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
You've got 10 seconds.
I got
Five.
It back. I got, no, don't do that. Do not. Everybody be cool. Please stop yelling. It's called Daybreakers.
Yes!
That was my other one! You fucking cocksucker.
Hang on.
That was my other one that I just thought of.
Joe, I should have told you I could read minds, and the two he thought of were Gattaca and Daybreakers.
Still got another one.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me think.
Yeah, let's let him think, you guys. He's got to put a set together for a golfing range.
I feel like the guy at the computer during the heist right now, just like, shut up, let me think.
What's the music like at Topgolf, like between shows? They play the theme from the Will Smith movie, The Legend of Bagger Vance?
It's really...
Have you heard Getting Baggy With It?
As you can imagine, dude, they play the hippest, coolest underground music at Topgolf.
Left, pull
go
left.
Ahead and putt!
It's all, hey, Topgolf, it's all swing music. Folks, listen.
Hey! Score, Eagle!
All right.
I thought it would have been club
mixes.
Give
me a second. Just give me club. It's all club music. All right, hold on.
You're making me miss HQ.
Okay. I am going to say Beautiful Girls. Is Joan Cusack in Beautiful Girls? Doesn't she play one of the women in the town that's upset with Michael Rapaport or something like that?
I mean, I just remembered a bunch, so I'm not going to fight it.
No?
No, but you did a great job today, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Do you have one more, Jeff?
Yeah, he was in Before Sunrise and After
Sunset. Oh, and After Sunset and Before Midnight and Around Noonish.
Yeah, yeah, and Talking Dead.
What's your one more?
Nexus.
Toys. Joan Cusack's in Toys. Greatest lifeline ever, but Jeff Tate is our winner. Where's your lifeline at there? Oh, it's him. I forgot. Let's do some plugs. What do you got to plug, Mark Cohen?
I'm here every night, 7 and 9.
I got
definitely,
two.
Definitely come see Mark here at the Comedy Cellar. There's always lots of great acts on the bill, but he's
a little less stoned during the show.
He hosts the whole thing, and it's always a lot of fun. And so come on down. And what about you, Mr. Joe DeRosa?
I beg all of you, come
tonight.
To Top
We're all
Golf,
going to
please.
Top Golf tonight.
Guys. Guys. Please. Listen. Hold on. Hold on. I know it sounds like I'm making a callback. Please. I'm begging you. Please come and save me. And then two podcasts. We'll See You in Hell, myself and Patrick Walsh on Starburns Audio, where we review movies. And Uninformed with Bill Burr and myself, patreon.com/Burr. Thank you.
Yay! Rachel Wolfson at the Tropicana here all weekend, right?
Yeah,
the Laugh Factory.
8:30 and 10:30, hosting. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
What else you got coming up? What about the social meds? Where can people...
Oh, at Wolfie Comedy, at Wolfie Memes for all your stoner-centric humor.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Jeff Tate. Tate. No, not, we don't have time.
No, we don't have time.
We don't have time for Tate.
Like Pavlovian.
We don't have time for that. Tate. Hang on. Well, God damn it. That's the wrong month. That's next week. April 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'm in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic. And then...
Which is actually upstairs. It is an attic.
It is an attic. It is upstairs. It's not like this, where it's a fucking lie.
No, but yours says comedy in the title.
Does it? Oh, it does. It does say Comedy Attic. Yeah, yeah. Comedy not promised. Attic structurally. Attic is promised. I'll do my best.
But I guess my best wasn't good enough.
And then May 17th, I'm at the La Zoom Room in Asheville, North Carolina.
The what?
It's called the La Zoom Room.
La Zoom?
I mean, maybe I'm...
La Zoom, he said.
La Zoom?
La Zoom Room.
La Zoom.
The legume room?
Yeah, it's bean
you and a
heavy.
Bunch of beans.
I got a real bean heavy set. It's I'm like a bean. She does stoner memes. I do stoner beans. I'm a bean heavy comic.
All right.
Joe knows. It's Joe taught me everything I know.
I got shows coming up in Royal Oak, Michigan, Boston, Massachusetts, Rosemont, Illinois, Chicago, Lexington, KY, and more. And try to come back here to Vegas ASAP. Let's hear it for... Thank you, Comedy Cellar and Rio Hotel. And let's hear it for Mark Cohen, Joe DeRosa, Rachel Wolfson, and Jeff Tate. Again, you don't really have to get up and leave. I have one more sentence to say. Sit the fuck down. As always, positive energy. Now it's time for Dr. What's the Number.